It's time for the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. And the Coach Maddox Show is brought to you by Shawnee Boats, Integrity First Bank, James Boyette State Farm Agency, Nassari Home Mortgage, Coleman Family Dentistry, the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty, Knox Orthopedics, Pirate Perry, and Baskin-Robbins Driftwood Lane. And now here's the voice of the Bombers and host of the Coach Maddox Show, Brad Hallworth.
Welcome into week 8 of the high school football season. It is a home game for Mountain Home tonight. Sylvan Hills in town. We'll talk about the Bears. We'll look back at last week's game against Marion here in just a moment. This is the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian, of course, we'll talk about Sylvan Hills coming up. First off, we'll look back at the loss last week at Marion. First, we'll talk about the game itself in just a moment. Overall, your thoughts on last week?
Well, we felt like offensively we picked up where we had been leaving off the last few weeks, where we're just kind of gradual improvement. I felt like that was the case. Also, the same old story where we drive the length of the field, can't score. A costly turnover. You know, we're just not finishing drives, turned it over at the wrong time. I don't remember the number of penalties, if we had any penalties on offense, but, you know, we cleaned that part of it up from Jacksonville. I think we actually end up just turning the ball over twice there, but we put on the ground twice, lost one, then the pick six. But offensively, we didn't have but one three and out. And,
right.
You know, and that was really late in the half trying to force a couple of things. You know, moved the ball, got first downs. Actually, had we dominated time of possession the first half, we're down 28-0. Time of possession can be misleading.
Yes, it can.
We had 40-some snaps of offense. I think they were in the teens at halftime. And, you know, you look at time of possession and you look at number of offensive snaps at halftime and you go, okay, that's the formula to be in this thing. But too many big plays. We gave up too many big plays. And then, obviously, the pick six. But anyway, defensively, I don't want to say that we took a step back because there was actually still some really good things we saw. But, boy, they just – their team speed, you know, with the at the skill positions just – you know, let's face it, they made a bunch of plays in space and made us miss and turn, you know, a 15-yarder into 60 and 50 and whatever else. And that got us. But which the things that we got to continue to get better at. Overall – you know, the kids continue to, you know, they showed up to practice this week ready to get better. So far we've done that this week, and I actually feel like we've set ourselves up this week to have an opportunity with the way we've practiced. So they've responded to it pretty well.
One thing I want to say about Marion, and this is we touched on it briefly last week, and I know Bob and I talked about it during the broadcast last Friday night. Keith Houston was a great hire, and boy, you could tell the difference in the way they played Friday night, how hard the team played.
They played really hard, you bet. Well, on offense, they're actually, I think I said this last week, I would say they're easier to defend on paper than when Coach Davis was there, but they're harder to defend in person because they just get down to it. They don't run as much schematically. They don't run, but I think 9 plays total, you know, just different schemes. And that doesn't seem that difficult to get ready for, but it's they're the right ones for us. I promise you. Uh-huh. They get those receivers out there real wide, where your outside linebackers have to decide: am I going to go out there and help on a screen, or am I going to stay in the box and help on the zone read? It's exactly what I think Marion needs to be doing with the speed they have, and it's obviously it pins us down because team speed is not our strength. And on defense they. You know, they gave us some opportunities there. We didn't finish. But I agree. The one thing I would say that he's got them playing really hard, and, you know, they're going to continue to have success.
Now, one thing we talked about was the fact that during timeouts, after halftime, before the game started, they were playing music over the loudspeaker.
Yes.
Coaches, players, dancing on the sideline.
Oh, yeah.
When are we going to see that out of you and your crew?
You're not going to see me dancing, I promise you. We said the same thing on our way in from pregame. We said, oh, my goodness, they're all over there dancing. And
the coaches and everybody.
The coaches and everybody. And Keith came out. And his first 5 steps onto the field, well, he was jumping up and down dancing. He's got more rhythm than I do, I guess. But, he's a nice guy, too. Just getting the little bit I've talked with him, he's, you know, he's a lot of class. And, you know, but I think those kids respond to it. I think they've got an atmosphere where they just try to play loose and have a good time and just do what they do. He's got a lot of them too. So
now we know Coach West has got some moves. We got to see those tonight.
Jerry, maybe I'll talk to Coach West and see if he'll dance a little bit. Get him and Kreiner and Blake might be able. Blake Hendricks might be able to dance a little bit, but. No, the rest of us.
I was going to say none of the rest.
There's no rhythm
no.
For me, I promise you.
All right, let's talk about the game itself. Last week you talked about only 1-3 and out. I tell you what, the first half you had some nice drives. The opening drive got down to the 10-yard line and just stalled out there. But, again, like we've had week after week, a great opening drive.
Right, I'm trying to think. I looked up at the game clock, and I think we were at 6 minutes, a little less than 6 minutes going first quarter. I just kind of, you know, I fight off smiling because they haven't touched the ball yet.
Right.
And at that point in time, I sincerely felt like they're not going to stop us either. It just the alignment they were giving us and then the one-on-one battles we were winning up front, I thought, you know what, we're going to go finish this thing off and score. And we got down there about right on the 10, and it was a 3rd-and-4. We call what, you know, our outside veer play. We basically just everybody blocks down. We leave the last guy in the line of scrimmage unblocked. And you know, you either give it to the fullback running behind that wall or you pull it and run around the corner. And if you watch it on film, we probably could have scored on either the give or the keep. But we give it, and we had 2 guys just run right by their linebacker thinking the other one was picking him up. And, you know, he popped us in the backfield, so now it's 4th-and-4. And you look up the clock and you know what, let's get points out of this. Let's kick the field goal. And I think that's the first time we've missed a field goal from that spot all year, practice and games alike. And you know, that was kind of Dawson's spot. But then, of course, they go down and score, I think, in what, 6 plays. And it just – from there it kind of got – now, we got the ball again, second possession, and you know, a few first downs and still running more clock. And but it's just that one mistake. It's that one play that puts you behind the chains. And, you know, talk to Neil with the Bulletin after the game, and with us, we don't have a sub 5 second 40 in our backfield. There's not one kid in our backfield that's a four or anything. It's five flat or a little above it. So we don't have that kid that when he gets that seam that's going to go 80 yards, go 60, even really go 35. And what that forces you to do is you have to snap it more often.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's something that it's kind of reared its head a few times where we got a seam, we don't take it all the way to the house, and then we got to snap it 10 more times. Well, somewhere in those 10 snaps, somebody makes that mistake, the drive kills. And it's hard for high school kids running anything, no matter what they do, no matter how long they've been playing. It's a game. You're going to make mistakes. Things happen.
Right.
And they're mistakes that other teams get away with. But, you know, we don't have that team speed yet to pop the big plays. And, you know, part of that's our youth. You know, it's in defense of these kids. A lot of them are – I think we have an actual 14-year-old that goes out and plays. I mean, that's how young we are. So,
wow.
Anyway, that's my overall assessment of the game is we're just having to snap it too much to score right now. We're not getting those chunk plays, and unfortunately we haven't shown that we can continuously snap it 20 times, which is about what it's taken, 18 snaps, 16 snaps to go on a drive and score. You know, like I said, it's hard for anybody to do that, but proud of the kids because they are, again, each week we're playing better. You know, I think Marion was probably one of the better defenses we've played recently. And we're moving the ball on them, no problem.
Right.
It's just, like I said, it's that consistency. It's that one play that gets you behind the chains, and then you can't catch up, and you got to punt or whatever it is. But definitely getting better on offense. I know that, just again, we lost 49-7, and you go, okay, coach, quit saying that. But the numbers don't lie. It's there, and hopefully tonight we'll just break out and score some points.
Exactly. We'll take a break. We'll talk more here in just a little bit. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
If you're looking for something fun to do with the family this weekend, head to Driftwood Lanes, where everyone will have a great time. Driftwood Lanes offers more than just bowling with their very popular Cosmic Bowling, bumper bowling for the kids, lots of video games in the arcade, pool tables, and a full-service snack bar. Book your next birthday party at Driftwood Lanes and let them take care of the cake, pizza, and balloons while you and the kids have fun on the lanes. Party times are available each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass in Mountain Home, open till midnight Friday and Saturday nights.
Go Bombers! Go Bombers!
Hold on, team. This is where we introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I'm Heather Hendricks.
I'm Nita Davis.
And I'm John Schaub. Together, we're the Ozarks team at Century 21 LEMAC Realty.
Buying or selling real estate? You'll score with the Ozarks team.
No interceptions and no flags on our plays. Just professional realtors moving the ball down the field.
Go with the winning team. Contact the Ozarks team.
Find us at enjoythe.ozarks.com or on Facebook.
Go Bombers!
Pirate Perry Events presents Jog With Your Dog, 5K and 1 mile walk, benefiting the Humane Society of North Central Arkansas. Jog With Your Dog will be Saturday, October 27th at the Mountain Home Dog Park. This is one for you and your four-legged friend. Register early to save. Visit jogwithyourdogmh.com. For more local races, visit pirateperryevents.com. Be sure to check out the Lake Norfolk Triathlon weekend and White River Marathon for Kenya. That's pirateperryevents.com. We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, come out in the second half. It was 28-0 at halftime, and they score on their first possession. Let's talk about what happened on the next possession, though, because you get a touchdown out of it.
You bet.
A three-play, 75-yard drive. We haven't seen many of those.
Well, I was going to say, we were just talking about not having big plays. We run our little midline option, and Brock Boget runs in there right off the center's hip, and he's getting stood up, and one of Marion's kids comes in, starts grabbing for the ball, and just pulls down on his hand, and it's strange. You watch it on film. It was a weird play, but the ball just kind of pops out.
Uh-huh.
It goes over, like, three kids' head and on the other side, and there's Trace Rick, who was on the back side of the play as our left tackle. The ball lands right in his lap, and you can see it in his body language. He has this, oh, my gosh, what do I do? And it didn't take him long, though. He turned and started running upfield, and he got down to about the 10. They caught up to him. He broke a tackle and falls down there to about the 6, I think it was. And what was it? What did you say? 64 yards,
64.
I think.
Uh-huh.
And said, well, there you go. He might be the leading rusher with a play like that, average yards per carry. And, Trace at Knuckleheads, and he's there every day. And nobody really knows this. Trace has the strongest arm on the team. You know, he used to play baseball. He can throw a football about 65 yards in the air. And he just doesn't know where it's going. Sometimes the accuracy gets away from him. But anyway, it was good to see him. You know, he always jokingly says, I want to run the ball.
Uh-huh.
And he came to me after the game and said, told you should let me run the ball. But I was happy for Trace. I was hoping he'd get in the end zone.
I was too. Yep.
I think it was the very next play Dawson got in
on
a little option keeper. But it was a strange play for sure.
It was. It was great watching him because as he got down around the 25 or so, he started looking behind.
His head.
He knew they had to be catching him.
He kept looking over his right shoulder and then his left shoulder. Is there anybody there? Oh, goodness. It was fun to watch.
He was moving. Yep. That was fun to watch. Set up the touchdown.
Set up the touchdown. And Dawson, next play.
That was a fun play. So you had that in the second half, and unfortunately you mentioned the turnover. You get the ball back again. You had a chance to get Lawson Stockton back in, and they give him some more playing time at quarterback too.
You bet. Well, you never with, running the option when your quarterback runs it a lot, you got to be ready. The next person's always got to be ready. And, Dawson, of course, he's taken some hits. So some of it was get him out of there. But the other part of it is, Lawson, he's earned the snaps. He's there on Sundays. You drive by Bomber Stadium on a Sunday around 1:30, you're going to see him out there with some others, and he's doing mesh drill and pitch drills and whatever else, and he just works at it. He studies the game all the time, and I wouldn't put it past him as the season finishes up and his off season goes through to work his way into the conversation next year. That's how much he improves, how fast he improves. But when he's been out there, he's shown he can do it too. I mean, at Pine Bluff, he pulled it a few times and had some big plays. He hit it in there, not an ounce of fear in him. But anyway, it was good to get him back in there. We've actually worked with him quite a bit on changing the play at the line of scrimmage, getting him to understand the mental side of it. And because I'm telling you, Dawson Tabor can – I mean, he's like a coach on the field standing over the defense. And Lawson, he's got the mentality to be able to do that. He's just focused on other positions.
Right.
And so we're trying to get him caught up and – He's shown this week in practice he can. We've run what we call check with me, where we call a formation. They get up the line of scrimmage. The quarterback just looks at the defense, finds a clean bubble, and runs a play to that bubble. And so Lawson's shown he can do it. Dawson can do it. And but getting them out there on a Friday night, I think we had 10 different kids carry the football. I think seven or eight of them are going to be back next year.
Uh-huh.
And so that's that fourth quarter. Let's continue to get better. And, at that point in time, I think the game was probably out of reach, but let's continue to improve and get ready.
You bet. All right, with Sylvan Hills in town tonight, we'll take a break, come back, talk about the Bears here in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and of course, Sylvan Hills in town. It's hard to believe this is already the next to last home game of the regular season.
It.
Man, it's flown by, hasn't it?
It goes by. Football goes by too fast, I think.
It does. Just,
you spend all this time working all off season and all summer, and you just blink, and the football season goes by, and you're right. You're back. You know, Coach Taylor, the junior high, he was, hey, we need to meet and talk about off season here. And I just because they're, you know, they're going to play Monday against Hall, and that's it for the ninth grade. And, my goodness, it just flies by. I couldn't believe we're already right back to off-season mode in about 3 weeks. Hopefully not. Hopefully it's longer than that. But, goodness, it just goes by fast.
Well, let's talk about Sylvan Hills. The Bears, a team that comes in 2-5 overall. They kicked a field goal in the last play of the game last week to beat Jacksonville. And it's not the Sylvan Hills team we've been accustomed to in the recent years, where they've been playing toe-to-toe with Pulaski Academy. But,
right.
This is still a very good ball club.
Yeah, they graduated a lot of kids last year. I was watching their scores last year, just knowing they were coming into the conference, and it made me cringe, you know, because they were. You hit the nail on the head. They're playing Pulaski Academy and giving them all they want.
Yep.
And that's really, you just leave it at that. But everybody that I think McClellan, you know, who then goes to the state championship game, I think they had them on the ropes at one point in their game last year. But anyway, graduated a lot of kids, but they still have – they're athletic. I think there's 80 – they're in the 80s. That's how many kids are playing. And, you know, defensively, they've given up 80 – I don't remember what it is – low 80s for the season points. You know, they're one of the better defenses in the conference.
Right.
I think Pine Bluff, it was 14-3 was the final.
Right.
I don't remember. I think it was West Memphis. They were down 3 going into the fourth quarter. In West Memphis, by the way, if you haven't looked, they're as good as they've been in a while.
Yes.
And we know they've always been pretty good. And to have them, to play them as well as they did, it tells you what kind of athletes they have. But they're a team that plays better defense right now than they do on offense. Now, I say that, and they're going to make me pay for it tonight and score a bunch of points. I hope not. But they've struggled a little bit offensively, finding a rhythm. But on defense, they've shut just about everybody down. And until the offense makes a mistake. I mean, some of the games that, you know, I think Marion pulls away from them there, beats them 20-plus. It seems like that game, if I recall correctly, they turned it over a couple of times in their own end. And the defense finally just, okay, we can't hold this thing together all night. And
right.
So I'm hoping they'll do that tonight. I'm hoping the offense will help us out, that they'll, you know, maybe they'll put it on the ground for us or something like that. Very good. That's the thing that jumps out at me about them. Very good defensive team.
Talking to Coach Withrow this week, he was very worried about the option game, because it's not something these other teams see, but once a year basically when they play Mountain Home, and obviously that gives Mountain gives your team an advantage.
Well, it's something that it's good to hear. It's good to hear that it's starting to reach a point where they're a little bit nervous about it. I know. I'm drawing a blank. Coach Elmore at West Memphis, when we met last year, he said, "I do not like playing you guys when you run that stuff." And there's a story that I always remember when Shane left to go to Springdale. Coach Patrick left to go to Springdale. Lanny at West Memphis, their head football coach at the time, he said that they all went out and had a celebration that Shane was leaving, and he said, "No more Veer, no more having to defend the Veer," because it is difficult when a team gets really good at it. It's virtually impossible to stop. You hope the offense makes the mistakes and helps you out as a defense. But anyway, it's good to hear somebody. We're starting to get a little bit more of that. Coach Houston said something to me last week saying, "I don't like defending this stuff." But anyway.
Well, let's talk about the Bears offensively. They run a four receiver set, but they run some out of this too, don't they?
They do. They run it a lot. They want to run it more than they want to throw. Should be a fast game. Both teams are going to run it a lot. They want to direct snap it to their quarterback and let him run. He has as many carries as anybody, I believe, looking at the stat sheet, and he can run too. If you remember the Martin kid from Jacksonville last year, it's kind of a similar. Now, he's not as quick, not quite as fast. He's a little taller, but same type scenario where their best play is a quarterback run. They'll bring somebody in motion, either give it to that motion man on the sweep or fake it and have a quarterback power up the middle. And they've got some guys they bring in motion that are athletic, and a few sprint out passes here or there. They'll send somebody deep every once in a while just to stretch the defense out. But they're going to try to run it, and they're going to try to run it with their quarterback and the motion man on the fly sweep quite a bit. So, if we can stop the run, we're going to have a great chance. I think rushing yards might decide the game. Turnovers and rushing yards might decide the game tonight.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Brian Mannix Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
If you're looking for something fun to do with the family this weekend, head to Driftwood Lanes, where everyone will have a great time. Driftwood Lanes offers more than just bowling, with their very popular cosmic bowling, bumper bowling for the kids, lots of video games in the arcade, pool tables, and a full-service snack bar. Book your next birthday party at Driftwood Lanes and let them take care of the cake, pizza, and balloons while you and the kids have fun on the lanes. Party times are available each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass of Mountain Home, open till midnight Friday and Saturday nights.
Go Bombers! Go Bombers!
Hold on, team. This is where we introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I'm Heather Hendricks.
I'm Nita Davis.
And I'm John Schaub. Together with the Ozarks team at Century 21 LEMAC Realty.
Buying or selling real estate, you'll score with the Ozarks team.
No interceptions and no flags on our plays. Just professional realtors moving the ball down the field.
Go with the winning team. Contact the Ozarks team.
Find us at enjoythe.ozarks.com or on Facebook.
Go Bombers!
Pirate Perry Events presents Jog With Your Dog, 5K and 1 mile walk, benefiting the Humane Society of North Central Arkansas. Jog With Your Dog will be Saturday, October 27th at the Mountain Home Dog Park. This is one for you and your four-legged friend. Register early to save. Visit jogwithyourdogmh.com. For more local races, visit pirateperryevents.com. Be sure to check out the Lake Norfolk Triathlon weekend and White River Marathon for Kenya. That's pirateperryevents.com. We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. The Bombers entertaining Sylvan Hills tonight at Bomber Stadium. And Brian, some folks are going to hear this and they're going to think, what are you guys smoking over there? We're going to talk about playoff scenarios here because despite the record right now, a win tonight with a certain amount of points can get you in a good position to make the playoffs.
Right. If we win by 8 points or more, we create a three-way tie with ourselves, Jacksonville, and Sylvan Hills. And if the eight, here's where the eight comes in, you know, Jacksonville beat us by 7. Mm-hmm. And Sylvan Hills, obviously, they were down 8-7 when they kicked that field goal. They make it. They win by 2. So there's a set, we're in the hole 7 points to Jacksonville. If we create that three-way tie, you know, it goes to point differential. And so if we win by 8, we win the point differential, and we actually would become the 6th spot. Now, if one of those two teams were to go on and beat somebody else last couple of weeks, well, now they get the wins that they need to jump ahead.
Right.
And we'd be out. But, you know, it would be a big upset. We really like our chances if we win by 8 or more tonight.
Right.
to make the playoffs. It'd take a big upset the last 2 weeks of the season to keep us out if that were to happen. So.
Is this something you've talked about the young men with this week?
You bet.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, let's just be real about it. When you're struggling to find that first win and you get this point of the season, these kids need a reason sometimes to just, you know, that little extra oomph, so to speak, to go through and lift the weights, you know, and go through practice. Coaches are pushing you and, you know, and I've been really proud of them. It's, you know, that we haven't really had to nudge them a whole lot this week, but you know, we did. We told them Monday right off the bat and said, listen, we win by 8 or more, we're going to have a great chance. Told them the scenarios. And, you know, I think it's important for the kids to know that. And also, we're having to have conversations as a staff about, all right, if we score a touchdown there and we're up 6, have the 2-point play ready to go.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to tip our hat too much, but if we get to that situation, I think Coach Mahan will like the play we have ready for that. If we get a chance to run that play, you'll know, Brad, what I'm talking about. But I'm going to leave it at that for now. But we got a play ready that Benji used to run, had a high success rate with when he was here.
So. All right. Well, it's fun though. I mean, you mentioned this there. It's been a rough season. 0-7 right now. Going to this game tonight. To give these young men and coaching staff as well something to shoot for has got to be huge this week.
You bet. And that's they want to win games. They want, you know, they want to show because we all believe we're a better football team than what our record shows.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we felt like we let the Jacksonville game get away from us. It's 2 years in a row. I think we felt that way. And, you know, to be given that second chance, because that doesn't always happen, it's huge. And I think the kids, too, just at home, in front of their friends, in front of that student section, in front of their parents, in front of the community, it'd be huge to get that win. And, you know, honestly, we'd take a win right now because I think we need one. We want to win by 8, and but we, you know, honestly, a win right now too, just for the kids because they deserve it. They work hard, you know, and just to see them have some success.
You bet.
You know, coaches know, Yeah, coaches want to win too, but coaches know when they sign up that there's going to be good times and bad in the profession, and at the end of the day, we'll be fine. You know, really for the kids, I really do, and their parents too.
Right.
You know, the people that really support these kids fully in what they do. So I hope we can get one for sure.
Let's talk about the injury situation.
I don't want to.
I know it's rough.
Last week, it's not really funny, but you know, after the Marion game, we're in the locker room. We're trying to get on the road. It's, you know, it's a long trip home, but we literally had like seven kids sitting there lined up waiting for their trainer to look at them. And,
wow.
And thankfully, it's only two that really affect playing time. I think everybody else came out of there just fine. I mean, literally of those seven, five of them practiced on Monday. I mean, it was fine, ready to go. But, yeah, Logan Walker's out for the year. He had a fractured wrist, and he's got a cast on it. Looks like they didn't have to, you know, put a pin in there or anything like that. So, thankfully for him, because he's a multi-sport athlete.
Right.
You know, he plays basketball, plays baseball. He's a heck of a competitor, and it hurts us. He's the kickoff return guy that – so big for us. You know, he plays corner and does a great job. He's one of our more physical kids, even as a sophomore. He loves to hit, brings some leadership, works hard. And anyway, I'm going to miss him for the rest of the year for sure. And it's hard when your season ends, and I always hate that for kids. But and then James Swartz, he's got a little bit of an injury on his AC joint and his shoulder. Basically, we have to minimize how much he can tackle. We could still play him, but we're going to be real cautious how much we use him, to be honest. So that's going to hurt as well, not having him on defense. You know, he's one of our better run-fit guys from the secondary. And but, you know, hopefully we can still use him some situationally as a receiver type. But anyway, that's other than that, we're okay. Everybody's back. You know, Junior, obviously, he had five carries the other night, and he was done. He got checked out after the game. He's totally fine, ready to go, and practiced all week. So, you know, we got to stay healthy. We're thin. As you go to the games, you can tell we're thin, and you know, we're going to run out of depth if we get too many more. So, we're always going to have enough. But you got some kids that, you know, I don't know if they're ready to play varsity football, and you just don't want to do that to them. You know, a lot of our kids are. You know, it's
right.
Been one of the pluses to the season. A lot of kids they've learned what a Friday night is like in our conference, and that'll help us in the future. But we got to stay healthy.
All right, let's talk about the keys. What do you have to do to win tonight?
Well, we got finish. We got to score points. I don't know if I just need to stop talking right there. We got to score points, and you know, don't turn it over. And you know, I think field position tonight will be huge. They've actually got a pretty good place kicker. On defense, we got to stop the run. I mean, we can't let them behind us. We've been doing that too much in the passing game, but. This is a week they try to run it so much. We got to stop the run. And, you know, if the weather is a factor, both teams will definitely be trying it. We're going to run it anyway. But, you know, I really do believe turnovers and rushing yards will probably be pretty big in this game. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to kick the ball in the end zone and make them start with a long field and win the field position. But
you bet.
Need a big crowd. Need to play with a lot of energy. I think we just need to out-effort them. I know that sounds really simple, but. I think passion and energy is going to be a big part of it tonight. So,
all right, Brian, good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll take a break. Join you live from Bomber Stadium next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you by Shawnee Boats, Integrity First Bank, James Boyette State Farm Agency, Nosari Home Mortgage, Coleman Family Dentistry, the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty, Knox Orthopedics, Pirate Perry, and Baskin-Robbins Driftwood Lane. Stay tuned. More of the pregame show on the way next here on Classic Hits 101.7.